What you're about to listen to is a BriFi production.
Comic book reviews. Nifty nerd news. Heroes vs. villains. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the BriFi Podcast. I'm your host, BriFi, your comics guy. And today, nice little episode for you guys. I'm excited to be back. I am trying another new thing with the new microphones. So if you didn't listen to last episode, I think it was the last episode, I talked about how I have new microphones in preparation for Comicpalooza, the convention I'm going to. And I needed a way to be able to record interviews and just, you know, have more versatility when it comes to recording. Because typically I just used to use my phone and a lightning mic that plugs straight into the phone. And it gets tedious trying to hold that back and forth or find a good medium spot to try to catch both people talking at the same time. And I just wanted a little bit more flexibility. So I got the DJI Mic 2, two transmitter, one receiver kit, and it comes with like a portable charger, which is really awesome. So it's like having AirPods, but as lav mics. And so this is probably the best case scenario. But the only thing I've been running into is trying to get it dialed in where I like get used to the settings is really what I'm trying to do. So now I'm trying to recording again. If you can tell, I don't know how well this recording will be, but I'm driving in the car right now. So you might hear some background noise, but to try to cut that down, I am using the mic's noise cancellation button, software, whatever you want to call it, that's built in. So we're going to see how well it works, and maybe this will be the option. Like what I said last episode was, this will be the test, right? This is the good way to see if, like, driving in a car, I think, has about a little, maybe a little quieter, but it will have a good kind of background noise similar to that of being at a convention. So if sounds real good in the car and the noise cancellation works really good in the car, I think it's going to work just as well at the convention, or at least that's my thought process. Anyway, since we have been talking about the convention, let's talk a little bit more. So Comicpalooza, that's right. I'm going to be a podcast guest at Comicpalooza, which is coming to beautiful downtown Houston, Texas, May 24th through the 26th. Get your tickets now because you're not going to want to miss out on some of the great guests that are going to be there. Two of my favorite comic guests that they have announced is one, Chip Zdarsky, who is, of course, famous for doing Sex Criminals with Matt Fraction. He was the artist for that. He's done the Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man, Howard the Duck. He has his own creator-owned stuff, Public Domain and Stillwater, and even did some Archie stuff, Jughead. So, like, Chip Zdarsky is, like, the comics, like, superstar right now. And then also Ryan Ottley, who is a really cool artist. If you're familiar with the Invincible comic book, he was not the original artist, but then he came on, like, I think, like, 5 or 8 issues in. I can't remember. And he's been, like, the main artist for Invincible from there. He's done some work with Amazing Spider-Man, which I really like. So Ryan Ottley is a really cool artist, and I really like his style. It has a cool, I always thought of it as like a Saturday morning cartoon type style. It makes me really excited to see his artwork, and it'd be really cool to meet him, man. He seems like a pretty cool dude. But that's not the only guests that have been announced. Yes, there are more than just comic book guests, because Comicpalooza is more than just a comic book convention, believe it or not. You have guests like literary guests, anime guests, voice actors. There's going to be us podcasters. There'll be like wrestling, like just you name it, they're going to be there. But of course, a lot of people get excited for your movie and TV guests. And so two of them, well, a couple of them, we'll say three of them, is going to have Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, both from, you know, from Back to the Future, Marty and Doc Brown. Of course, Michael J. Fox has done other things. Spin City, Teen Wolf. He was in some of my favorite episodes of Scrubs. Christopher Lloyd not only was in Back to the Future, but he was like the villain, the really creepy guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which really terrified me as a child. He was in the Addams Family, not the newest one, but one of the newer ones, I guess. I don't know what you would call that one. I guess that one's old now. And then, of course, he plays a character in The Mandalorian, which is really cool. And then the last guest I wanted to share with you, which we've talked about before on this podcast, is, of course, John Cena. John Cena is going to be there, WWE superstar, now movie superstar, of course, real famous for being Peacemaker in Suicide Squad and the Peacemaker television series. He's also in the Fast and Furious franchise and in that the new movie that he come out, Ricky Stenicki, which looks incredibly inappropriate but hilarious at the same time. So yeah, ask him questions about that and being dressed like Britney Spears. I'm sure, I have not seen the movie and I need to know the context for that. I really need to know the context for that. But it looks like a lot of fun. And those are going to be some of the cool guests there at Comic Palooza. So you definitely want to be there and get your tickets now. Comic Palooza also, if you go to their website, they have VIP passes that give you meet and greets and other cool stuff for certain guests. So check those passes out. So not only do you get, you know, your entry into the convention for the weekend, but you can get special bonus. I say special bonus, I mean, you pay a little extra for these tickets, but they give you bonus things. So, you know, like a John Cena speed pass or something like that, or like the Back to the Future speed pass with Michael Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and the guy who played the principal, whose name I forget. So I'm so sorry, dude. You're just as important in that movie as everyone else. But check those things out. They also do, they're selling like autograph and photograph tickets. So you can check out on comicpalooza.com. To get those passes, so you're already set up before you even get there at the show. Now, of course, you can buy some of these things when you're there at the show, but you don't want a chance to miss out, right? Because the celebrity guests are only going to be here for so long, so you need to get your tickets now so you don't miss out. Don't miss your opportunity, man. But anyway, the last thing I wanted to mention with Comic Palooza, because now I can finally announce it, is that not only will I be attending the convention, but I will, one, be performing on the convention floor. That will be Saturday, May 25th at 11 a.m. So come hang out with me. I think we're going to be somewhere between Artist Alley and the Celebrities. Pretty close. I think that's where we were last year when I got sick and couldn't perform. This year, I'm planning on not getting sick and having a good time. And then also that day at 3 p.m., you can find me up in room 3. Oh, I'm sorry. I have these backwards. So at 11 p.m., I will actually be in room 330 for the Podcasting Essentials panel, which is about starting your podcast and getting started, which I love talking about because I have gotten started on my podcast multiple times. So I have a lot of practice. But the game has changed since I got started. And in fact, I was kind of looking at some of the things nowadays, and AI editing is a real huge thing, especially using AI to do your noise cancellation, which I guess is what I'm kind of doing here with the mic, DJI Mic 2, that's noise cancellation, I'm sure is a form of AI to help limit that noise, to help with the sound quality of my podcast. So, and it helps with editing, right? But so looking at that was kind of eye-opening, and I just did like a quick dive on it just to kind of start preparing for the panel. But so yeah, 11 a.m. May 25th, find me at the panel in room 330. And then at 3 p.m., you know, plenty of time after lunch, you can find me on the convention floor at the podcast pavilion, which will be near the Celebrities and Artist Alley if everything is the same as it was last year. So I look forward to seeing you guys May 25th, well, the whole weekend, May 24th through the 26th at Houston Comic Palooza, but especially on May 25th when I'll be bouncing around the con, actively participating with you guys in the audience. So please come be a part of that, come listen, and let's have a good time. But with all that being said, guys, I don't have really much to talk about other than a couple of nifty nerd news items. So we'll take a quick break right here and get into the nifty nerd news. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out. Up first in the nifty nerd news portion of the podcast, let's talk about some Fallout, guys. So, talked about how much I love the show, and apparently everyone has loved the show so much that literally the day I finished recording the episode, last week's episode, Amazon announced that Fallout has been renewed for a season 2, which is really great. Really excited. Of course, they left it in a nice, like, the way they left the story was kind of like a nice story, but open-ended, or, well, I guess a, not open-ended, but to be continued. So it's set up for a season 2 without leaving too many cliffhangers to be like, oh, you know, like, now we have to have a season 2. But did great, did fantastic with the show, so now we are for sure getting a season 2 now. And it's going to be set based on the, now this is a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear it, I suggest not listening for the next couple of minutes. Just skip ahead and you'll probably figure out if I'm talking about Fallout still or not. So 3, 2, 1, spoiler time. So because of the season finale, they introduced us to New Vegas and Robert E. House, which if you guys have played Fallout New Vegas, you might recognize him as Mr. House, who has a Securitron army. And Securitrons being the, like, police robots who fight you, which is great. But New Vegas, pretty cool. It's not just the city of Vegas. I think it's like Nevada, parts of Utah, because I think the Hoover Dam is in, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Hoover Dam that's in Fallout New Vegas, and then parts of California. There's two other factions with New Vegas, which I think we're gonna see in the show. One of which we already got a glimpse of, which is the New California Republic. They play a big role in Fallout New Vegas. And then Caesar's Legion, which is going to be an interesting faction to see our characters have to deal with. Because I'm assuming we're going to get the same characters. Lucy, Maximus, of course her father, and more on like what's going to happen with her brother, Norm. Like, there's so much that, while has kind of a bit of closure to it, doesn't have closure to it. So there's so many more things that they can play with going further into season 2. But as far as like New Vegas itself, I'm really excited for the potential and how much will it pull maybe from the video games or just being in that setting. Because I think the Fallout New Vegas video game takes place a couple of years after Fallout 3. And I forget where the Fallout TV show takes place time-wise now. So I'm kind of lost. But I'm so excited for, like, New Vegas, getting to see Deathclaws, because that was definitely kind of shown to us, like, hey, this is going to be a thing that we're going to have. So I'm pretty excited for all that. But, yeah. And then also getting to see Caesar's Legion. Because, like, if I remember correctly from the game, they dress up like the Roman Empire. Like, they're literally dressed up like Romans from the old days. And so that'll be kind of really funny to see. And with the humor of the show, I think it's going to be really great and a lot of fun. Talking about stuff for... tongue-tied. Talking about shows and things that I'm excited for... switching gears from Amazon over to Netflix, One Piece Season 2 starts production in June of this year, which I'm really excited for because this was like the live action anime I really liked. Like, this was one I'm a huge fan of, got me to start reading the manga, watching the anime, and going all into One Piece. And if you've seen the live action, I think you know that feeling I'm talking about of just like, wow, this is a really good show, and it's done very well. And if you're a fan of the anime and the manga, you're going to watch this and be like, while there are changes, this definitely has the heart of the original. Like, I feel like that's where the One Piece live action gets it so much right versus all the others. And you know what? Even the new Fallout show gets this right about it, like, like these two shows, Fallout and One Piece, are probably my two favorite adaptions of other media into live action. And that's because they're not verbatim the show put to life, but they carry the heart of the content that they come from. You know, live action One Piece is unmistakably One Piece. Live action Fallout is unmistakably Fallout. And that's how you do a show, right? I feel like the Cowboy Bebop show was very close to truly capturing that. There was a lot that it did get right, but there was a lot that it got wrong, which turned a lot of people off to it. But I'm still a fan of like the Cowboy Bebop. And to me, the Cowboy Bebop live action anime is the turning point. It's the baseline for what is now the good live action animes, in my opinion. And I will die on that hill. But what's great about season two now is, of course, the speculation of what we're going to get. Me, I personally believe we are going to get the Alabasta Saga, which includes Crocodile as the main villain, Baroque Works, which we've gotten a little bit of introduction to in season one, but now we're going to full dive into it for this season for reasons fans will know right away. And if you don't, I don't want to spoil it for you. But with that, we're of course going to get introduced to new characters, many of who will become new crew members of the Going Merry and the Straw Hat crew. Because, yeah, they still have to go. Oh, wait, don't want to spoil that. But that won't happen in this season if it plays out the way I think it's going to play out. But, yeah, so new characters, new crewmates, all going to be coming down in season two. I think it's going to start because where they kind of end, they end after Arlong Park and defeating the Arlong Pirates. They still need to go to Loguetown. I believe that's a huge thing. Because one, that is the birth and death place of Goldie Roger, which we get a glimpse of in season one, but it definitely holds a lot of symbolism before they head to the Grand Line. So I'm hoping to see a stop there for a bit, then go to the Grand Line, meet some really cool characters there. Of course, everyone's favorite whale, Laboon. So pretty excited for season two of One Piece and where they're going to go and what they're going to bring to the table. And then the last bit of news, guys, we'll talk about before we get on with our day. The Deadpool and Wolverine trailer has dropped. Actually, it's been out, I think, for a few days by now. And oh my God, I can't believe I am so excited. I always think, you know, Deadpool is good, but it's the third movie, like what to expect. But then they hit you with this trailer. And now it's not Deadpool 3, it's Deadpool and Wolverine, which I believe the showrunner has confirmed this is not a sequel to Deadpool 2. This is its own thing, but I mean, it's within the canon of the other Deadpool movies. So I don't even know. I'm just excited. Big things from this takeaway that I saw in the trailer. One, there's tons of Easter eggs. They poke fun at Rob Liefeld with the Only Feet store, which he was notoriously known for not drawing feet as a comic book artist, because I guess he was notoriously bad at it. In fact, when you look at pictures of Rob Liefeld's feet, they won't show you pictures of his feet. They will show you pictures of feet he has attempted to draw on or not drawn, which is the running joke here in Deadpool. Also, getting to see Wolverine in the classic blue and yellow suit, which is something I thought would never happen, but until Marvel got a hold of them. And then I realized that's going to happen because Marvel will do it. You don't have to dare them. They're going to do it. Plus, getting to see all of the cast and crew come back. I say cast and crew. Seeing all the cast from the first two Deadpool movies come back to be in this one looks really fun. The story looks really interesting. Something is obviously happening to Wade Wilson's timeline, and he needs help. But the Wolverine he goes to, it's hinted at that he lost his world. For whatever reason, like all the heroes and people from his world, he lost. And so that's why Wade is turning to him. And he even says in the trailer, like, I'm no hero, but you are. And so it looks like we're going to have the TVA. There's going to be all kinds of stuff that's going off. So many locations and just tons of things in the background for people to dissect. I'm not going to do that on here because I'm not as knowledgeable with a lot of these things as some other people are, but if you go into YouTube and look up just like Deadpool Wolverine trailer dissected, you're going to see hundreds of videos, thousands of videos of people really breaking down this thing. And so get excited for that. Get ready for that. I know I am. This, I think the movie comes out in May. Like, this movie is almost out, guys. It is, the countdown is real for this movie. So I'm really excited. I don't remember if it comes out before or after Comic Palooza, but I am stoked for when this thing does come out. That being said, guys, that's really all that I have for you today. Not a whole lot going on. The only thing that I'm doing other than looking at pop culture news and comic stuff like that, I picked up Fallout 3 again for Xbox 360 and started playing it on my Xbox S. And I wanted to get through just the tutorial to get me out into the wasteland before I started streaming again. I think I'm going to start streaming the game for a little bit just because it's like I said when I reviewed the Fallout TV show. That show made me want to play the Fallout games again. And I had to, I was trying to figure out which one I wanted. Do I go with New Vegas because it was my favorite? Do I go with Fallout 4 or 76 because I haven't played those two? Or do I go to the one that started it all for me, Fallout 3? And then I thought, well, what if I do Fallout 1 and 2? You know, those are definitely different games, but I think would be a lot of fun to play. But I went back to the one that started it all for me, Fallout 3, and got through the tutorial. So now I'm into the wasteland, probably start streaming. So always come check me out on twitch.tv/TheBriFi. That's what it is. And so you'll see me streaming on there. I stream periodically. I don't have a set time because I don't have a set schedule. So it's hard for me to do. That being said, you can always find me on Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads. Everything is at BriFi Podcast. And of course, if you've got to follow me through Apple or your favorite podcasting app, I'm everywhere, guys. That's it. That's all I got to talk about this week. We'll see you guys next week. BriFi out.